are a couple of minutes early. Does anybody have anything good to share, anything great, or what's going on?
Anybody? Peggy O'Neill here.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Peggy O'Neill.
Peggy O'Neill.
Listen, I would like an answer to, I worked with a client from July to November of last year, and at closing, she said to me, wow, this is a nice paycheck. I know what I wanted to say, but I knew that was probably not the right thing to say.
Okay.
How do you counter that?
That's a great question. Peggy, right?
Yes, sir.
Peggy, where are you from, by the way?
I'm originally from Chicago, and I live here in Houston, Texas.
All right, cool. So you're in Houston. Okay, Peggy. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm writing that down. I'm going to address that because that's a good question, and I've got something to maybe help you with that. But I want to hold off and wait a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's great. No, I'm glad you said what you said. Does anybody else have anything that you want me to address on this call?
Hello?
That you need? Yes, go ahead. Who is this and where are you from?
Okay, this is Fern from Florida.
Hi, Fern from Florida.
Hi, Daryl. I was at your Fort Lauderdale seminar.
Yes, I recognize the voice, Fern.
Yeah, I sat right in the front row. Anyway, I was the one with the red shoes.
Anyway, okay. All right, Fern, let's not get too personal now. People are going to start to talk on the call here.
Okay. Anyway, I really wanted to share something that I received something from Keeping Current Matters that the owner of...
Yeah, I know about that, Fern. As a matter of fact, that's on your website. Well, I'm going to talk about that. Yes, and actually that's going to help Peggy, too, with what we're going to share about the owner of ForSaleByOwner.com. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Fern.
You're welcome.
I want to share something.
Yes, go ahead. Who is this calling? By the way, people are calling in. We're just kind of BSing out a little bit while we wait for people to call in before we officially start. Yes, go ahead. Who is this? Where are you from? And what do you want to say?
Okay, it's Sandy Kay from the Fort Lauderdale seminar on the July 12th.
Yes,
and I've been doing real estate for 11 years, and I've been doing 80% of my business, or 90% of my business has been buyers. And I've come to the total, complete, without a doubt conclusion, listings are the only way to go. You can't survive otherwise. I mean, I'm totally, totally changing over slowly, and I'm so proud of myself. And
you know,
I'm so happy,
Sandy,
I came to your seminar.
Well, thanks for that, and I'm glad that your results really helped you with that, and I acknowledge you and congratulate you. What activities have you done? So I just was there a month ago, so what have you done since I saw you last?
To be very honest with you, I got deals that had nothing to do with calling, and I had deals from heck or hell or whatever. I had both sides. I had the buyer, and so I've been doing things, but I'm about to, without a doubt in my mind, it's my goal. I'm about to start making a plan to do the calling for the listings because there's just no other way. There's just no other way.
All right,
no
good, Sandy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to address that a little bit on the call today. And as a matter of fact, let me see if there's somebody else on the call that I want to talk to. Janet Livingston, are you on the call yet? Hi, Janet. I got you. Janet, what class did you take with me or have you ever?
It was the free one in June in Atlanta because you didn't have the one in July.
Oh, you're Atlanta, honey. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm real sorry about that. I'm so glad you're on this call. So, yeah, that's great. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that I cover yours too, Janet, because you had a great question. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, gang, so here's what we're going to do is we're going to officially start the call. And first, I want to welcome everybody, especially the new power agents. And I know we have – I have a the technology shows me who's calling in from where, and so I know we got some people all over the world, so I want to thank people that woke up like odd hours to get on the call. Let me give you a couple of ground rules because I know for some of you this is new, and I'll tell you how this works. First of all, if you need to get, go away from the call at any point, don't use the hold button because when you hit the hold button, then we're all going to hear whatever commercial your company has. Just put the phone down. That's the first thing. Second thing is, if you, especially if you have us on a speakerphone or if you're on a cell phone, I'm going to tell you how to mute you, and that'll just help with the quality because we are recording this, and it'll be just, it'll sound cleaner. I'd rather you not mute yourself because I like to feel like this is a live call, so when I hear some noise and some people and coughing, and it's all good. I like that. But if you're in a place that you're not quiet, you're in an office, you're on the beach, you're on a speakerphone, here's how you mute yourself. What I'm about to tell you, when you want to ask me a question, if you hit the same sequence again, it'll unmute you. So here's what you would hit on your keypad, *6. If you do that now, it'll mute you. It's so cute. Some people are pressing it really, really, really hard to make sure that they're pressing it, and it's quite funny. Okay, good. So that's great. So no one else has to mute themselves because I can tell that it sounds all good right now. All right. Now, here's a couple of things. The purpose of the call is to go over a few things. Number one is every month on the Power Program website, we have a digital magazine that we upload the night before. And so what you should do is print that out if you can. I'm going to go over some of the pages. If you don't have the Power magazine in front of you, don't worry about it. Just maybe make notes during the call. And when you get off the call, you go to the Power Program website. You've got to log in with your username and password, and then you can get access to the magazine. If you lost your username and password, just call my office here, and they'll give it to you. Let's see what else. So first of all, we're going to go over the magazine, some of the pages in there. Number two is I'm going to ask you some questions, answer some of the questions that you guys might have to give you some coaching. So this is your opportunity to also ask me for coaching. And then the last thing is I'm going to give you a plan as to what I think you should be doing over the next 30 days. So with that said, I'm going to actually jump into the magazine first, and then Sandy, you know, I'm going to talk to you a little bit, and Fern, what you were about to share about the ForSaleByOwner.com, I'll address that. So let me actually, I'm sorry, Fern, I'm going to actually talk about the ForSaleByOwner.com right now. Okay, hang on a second, gang, going through my notes. First of all, gang, when you go to the Power Program website, when you go under Power Agent bonus material or miscellaneous material, you're going to find an article that I posted for you. Now, I'm going to read this article a little bit for you, and then I'm going to tell you how you can use the article, okay? For those of you that don't know, which I think a lot of us do know, but just in case, this just came out August 3rd, so it was less than 2 weeks ago. The founder, and I'm going to read it actually, the founder of ForSaleByOwner.com has just sold his two-bedroom apartment in New York City for $2.15 million with the help of a real estate broker and paid a standard 6% commission. The article goes on to say, you see, some of you are like, I didn't hear about this. This is so awesome. Colby Sambrotto is the founder and CEO of ForSaleByOwner.com. And what he did is he spent 6 months. Now, listen to this. This is so – I'm actually getting excited on so many levels right now. He spent 6 months trying to sell his condominium in New York City himself through an online listing, through classified ads, through his own ForSaleByOwner.com, before turning it over to a real estate broker in November in New York, right? The broker, the name is Jesse Buckler, the broker told the Mr. Sambrotto, the apartment, that he was actually asking too low and he was getting the wrong buyers. So he had a fight with the homeowner saying, no, you got to raise the price. He raised the price, attracted multiple offers, and sold his condo for $150,000 more than his original asking price.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, gang, this article that I just told you is, number one, it is on the Power Program website for you to print it out. I did not clean up the visual, meaning I kept it right from, like, when you print it out, you're going to see that all I did was copy it from the Internet. I did that is because I want you to be able to show to a homeowner that you didn't type this up on your word processor, that this is actually an article that was by the Wall Street Times. Now, there's a couple of things to do about this. So first of all, you all agree this is pretty awesome, yeah?
How
yes.
about it?
Yeah.
Very awesome.
Now, here's what you want to do, is you want to take this article and a couple of things. Number one is you can use an objection handling technique when somebody says to you, we want to try and continue to sell it on our own. When you go on a listing appointment with an expo, this article will prove to a homeowner, even the guy who created ForSaleByOwner.com, he couldn't even use the service to sell his property in this market. This is a market where you need to have a professional person behind the scenes focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's marketing your property to bring in a plethora of buyers to your property. Now, I'm going to tell you, though, do not use this article.
Why?
Do not use this article. I didn't finish. Sorry. I just got distracted. Do not use this article with a FSBO too early in the list appointment, meaning if you go into a listing appointment for a sale by owner and this is the first page that you show them in the first 10 minutes, you're going to force them to become defensive. So if you use it too soon, they'll become too defensive. So you've got to find the place. And now for those of you that aren't Sure Results students of mine, hang on a second. I just realized the battery on my headset's about to go dead. So yeah, I had to change it over. Sorry, gang. Can you hear it better now? Was it a problem before?
Better.
No,
okay.
Better.
All right, great. Sorry, I kept hearing a beep, and I'm like, what was that? That was my headset. All right. If you use the – so here's what happens. And this, by the way, from my Atlanta person, Janet. Janet asked, how do you she's looking for better ways to improve her listing presentation, either for traditional or short sale. Janet, I'm not going to help you with the short sale because that's not my specialty, although we do have that product on short sales, the CSSP. Let me talk about the traditional listing appointment. And those of you that are past students of mine, this will be a little bit of a review, but this will be a great review. You should have four steps to your listing appointment. The first part is to build rapport. You take your book, whatever you bring on a listing appointment, drop it on the kitchen table. Do not sit down. Then go through the property. The purpose of going through the property is, number one, is to see the property, but more importantly, and the main reason, is to build rapport and relationship. When a house is vacant, we all, as realtors, go through that house in less than 5 minutes. We just want to know where the light switches are. But when you're going through with a homeowner, the purpose of it is to build rapport. So you take your time. You talk about, look at this. I love this. Oh, is that a picture of you? Oh, you look so great there. I love it. And then when you feel like you've broken that rapport, you've got some connection, speed up the tour. Don't keep milking it now. When you feel you've got connection with the homeowner, speed up the rest of the tour. Get to the kitchen table. Second part is you got to ask questions. Where are you moving to? Why there? When do you need to get there by? You want to find out what they're committed to, their motivation. That questioning is very, very important. I'm surprised on how weak most agents are on this, because when they tell me, Daryl, I've got a situation, the homeowner is blah, 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 I ask a couple of questions like, I don't know. You need to really know what these people are committed to, why they're selling, what's their objective. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, selling a house is not the end result. Selling a house is a means to an end. You need to find out what that end is that they're trying to accomplish. Once you're clear about what that is, step three is you're going to go into coaching them how to accomplish what they're committed to. Coaching them means you're going to talk to them about hiring an agent, preferably you, to market their property. And here's what you tell them. Brokers open house, public open house, MLS. Now, all my students know you. Well, how do you present yard sign, feature sheet, brokers open house, public open house, especially my Florida group? What are you supposed to use? Call something out. When you're talking about MLS, brokers open house, public open house, how do you sell that, not just tell them? I know some of you muted yourself, but can anybody give me an answer? Okay, I'm glad we're reviewing this. Go ahead. Did somebody want to say something? Okay, here's what you're supposed to do. Stories, metaphors, and analogies, preferably metaphors and analogies. Whenever you're presenting the marketing tools that you have, you don't want to tell them what you do. You want to sell them on what you do, and how you sell it is by using a metaphor or analogy. Those of you who have come to my seminars, you've seen me do like the dollar bill technique when it comes to pricing it properly. You know, realtors sell for houses more, according to the USA Today article. Why? Because, you know, you're going to buy a couch at Ethan Allen, you're going to pay top dollar, but you're getting what you pay for. So there's a bunch of metaphors and analogies that you should be using on each one of those things. The last thing, part four, is you then want to invite them to hire you based on what you've shared with them. Now, let's go back to this article. So this article, how you should use it, is when you start to talk about the marketing that you do. Now, this is brilliant what I'm sharing now. So if you drift away, come back to me. When you start to, and you're on a FSBO appointment. Now, if you're on a referral appointment, you don't need to use this article. If you're on an expired appointment, you don't need to use this article unless the expired is thinking of trying it on their own now. After you've gone through building rapport, asking questions to find out what they're committed to, and then you start to coach them based on your marketing that you do, and you talk about MLS, you talk maybe about Brokers Open House, right around there, that's when you would use this article. You say, you see, Mr. Masana, a lot of homeowners don't even realize. They think that paying a flat fee brokerage or even a discounted, that's the way to get your property sold because they get access to MLS and everything. So let me share something with you. You may not be aware of it. Are you familiar with ForSaleByOwner.com? Are you familiar with the owner? Check this out. I'm going to show you this article. Now, the article, and then you go on to talk about the article. The article that I posted on the website for you, I actually highlighted in yellow for you, which I want you to show the homeowner and what to read so that way you're not wasting your time reading the whole article. Second thing about this article is what you can do with it. The second thing you can do is print it out in color and use it as a mailing piece to FSBOs. Now, I didn't create a cover letter for you, but anybody that creates a cover letter, send it to me, and I'll put it in the magazine, and it'll be good promotion for you. But let's say you took a database of FSBOs, and if you're using the Red X system, it's so easy and set up for you. Then you can mail this article with a cover letter saying, I understand that you're trying to sell it on your own, but in today's market, it could really cost you a lot of money. Even the creator of ForSaleByOwner.com hired a broker and paid a 6% commission and actually still made out $150,000 more. So you don't save money selling on your own. You actually lose money. I'd like to come over with, and if you allow me, I would like to come over and share with you our seller success system that's designed to get your house sold for the highest possible price in today's challenging market. By the way, I just taught you something else. I hope you wrote that down, which is seller success system. I really like that term. If you're not using it, you should be using it. It's alliteration. It sounds powerful. It's for sellers. It produces success, and it's a system. Okay. Now, that's it on the article and stuff like that. Does anybody have any questions right now?
No.
If you do, yeah, no, good. Anybody else? If you do, just ask me.
Carol, this is Jeff Page from Chicago. The only thing I don't like about that article is it talks about how it got more money, and even though that's encouraging that agents get more money, I don't want them, a client, to be thinking, oh, well, now I'm going with you, I get more money.
Yeah, great, Jeff, great question. The distinction here, though, so what you need to share with them, Jeff, is that this realtor and all realtors will get you more money than you can on your own. So that doesn't mean that your house is worth more. It just means I'll sell it for more than what you can. Do you hear the difference, Jeff?
Yeah.
See, what a homeowner says, so I know what you're saying. You don't want them to look at that article and say, oh, okay, so that means my house is, my house is special, and even though you're telling me the comps are, $300,000, because you're a broker and you're wonderful and blah, 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 that means you can get me, $375,000. No, that's not what the article's saying. The article is saying I can get your house, this house was $2 million and it was $150,000. What is that, 10%, 7%? That's about 7%, yeah. So with this broker, this broker sold this house for 7% more than the for sale by owner could did on their own. Said another way, they made an extra 1% on a $2 million property, and they did it quicker. So on their own, they took more time and they didn't save money. So it doesn't mean, so once I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to move off this. According to USA Today article, we sell houses on the average 21% more than the FSBO. So it doesn't mean the house is worth more. We're just going to sell it more than what they can do on their own. Okay. Any other questions you guys have?
No.
Okay, let me go into the article, the magazine real quick. So I'm just going to jump to some of the pages. Those of you that don't have the art magazine in front of you, now you know, especially our new power agents. Go on to the Power Program website the night before the next call, and you can print out the magazine, and you'll have it in front of you, which is the best thing to do. If not, just pay attention to what I put in there. Page 30 in the magazine, there's this guy, this agent, Dick Mathis. What he does is he creates a loyal customer rewards program, and what he has is a couple examples. This one I'm reading on page 30 says, please present this coupon to receive one large pizza for free at Domino's. So what he did is he went to Domino's, negotiated a deal to get a discount for his customers. Now, the way it reads, it says loyal customer rewards program. But what you can do is actually not just send this to your clients. I would just mail this out to all your clients. So, and then at page 31, he's got another one. Page 32, this agent, Steve Hayes, what he did, there's a lot of great things about page 32, and I want to just take a minute to talk about it. It says, relocating at the top, experts rank the stress of relocating somewhere between death of a loved one and divorce. To help cope with the entire relocation needs, Buyer's Advantage, which is the name of this company, has just published a new booklet entitled Relocation Handbook. So there's a couple of good things about this. First of all, it's a value-added thing that he's advertising, saying, hey, listen, if you're thinking about relocating, I've got this book for you. Anyone on this call probably can easily put together a work. First of all, you can go to NAR. NAR's website, realtor.com. org, and once you sign in with your username, there is a plethora of magazines, not magazine articles, but there's also booklets that you can purchase, things that will help buyers and sellers. If they don't have what you want, you can probably easily create, for example, how to sell your own home in today's market, how to deal with the bank when you are in a short sale situation. You can easily create. It doesn't have to be a book like a 100-page book. It could be a booklet. And you could also, boy, we got some static going there. You could also, thank you, I cleared it up. You could create, you know, in a Word document, like 6 pages, you enlarge the font, you throw some clip art in it. You know, you can make this thing, you know, 20-some-odd pages. I will tell you, so I really like the idea of offering the consumer, whether it's a buyer or seller, a specific document or booklet that's going to help them in today's market. The reason why I like it is, number one, is people will call you to get the free thing. That's number one. Number two is it positions you as an expert because you wrote this mini book, if you will. I will tell you what this ad, those of you who are looking at the ad, what's not good about the ad is he should have used bullets. And I'm going to give you an example. This paragraph, the next paragraph says the 24-page relocation handbook includes everything you should know about moving. You'll find out about how to break the news to your kids, how to deal with family stress, how to qualify for a loan when only one spouse has a job, how to plan your move, what documents to keep, how to save on your taxes. Anyway, this is all in the paragraph. What he should have done is he should have made those things bullets. One of the things I'll tell you right now about advertising is that it's always good whenever you can or you have a flyer to use bullets. Why? Because you all know when you look at a flyer or something, you don't read it word for word, left to right. You know, you spot read. You know, you read the first sentence in every paragraph. You may read the, you know, middle sentence. So bullets help people read things a lot better. So that's that one. Page 34 is the Smooth Move Program by Sandra Nichols. And what she did, first of all, she's got a little logo. She's advertising, hey, I'm going to help you with your move with our program. It's called the Smooth Move. I love the layout, the name, the value, something you can even bring on a FSBO appointment, this thing. I'm going to just read a couple of them. Her Smooth Move Program, here's what she does. She says, you'll get more money for your home in a shorter period of time with fewer problems. You'll know that your buyer is qualified before you sign a contract. You'll have no worries about hidden property defects that might spoil your sale. You'll avoid last-minute hassles and sleepless nights that could be brought on by unexpected problems. So she's advertising this smooth move, which is great because anybody who's thinking about selling, maybe they'll call Sandra because they want to know more about the Smooth Move program. The other thing that's great about it is that she's showing, hey, I've got something that a for sale by owner doesn't have. So if a homeowner is thinking about selling on their own, they're going to see, that's the problem with most FSBOs. They think they can do it on their own without us. And part of what we need to do is convey to them, listen, you don't do everything we do. We've got other tools, other techniques, other systems that you don't have access to. Let's see. Oh, and then it goes on to say that there's no cost for the Smooth Move program. And here's what the program includes. A preliminary professional inspection of your roof, foundation, plumbing, and electrical system. Also, servicing inspection of your heating and cooling system. Also, cleaning, inspecting your chimney, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's page 34. Love it. Page 35, very simple. You put together a contractor's phone number contact sheet. Carpet care, electric, fences, foundation, heat and air, roofing, repairs, blah, blah, blah. And you can use this page 35 for a couple of ways. Number one is you can use it as a FSBO icebreaker. You know, you go on a FSBO appointment before you even get into talking about, you know, where you move it to, why there, where you need to get there by. You have what's called your contractor's VIP list. These are companies that you work with, that you recommend. So if they need anything to improve their property to help get it sold, you like to give them this as a gift, just a little list of numbers. You tell them, I'm not making money on any of this. You don't even have to, you know, tell them that I called you, or tell them you do and you get a 10% discount because that's what you negotiated. It's just a really good icebreaker. It's also great value for your buyers. Buyers are moving into a property, they always need some kind of handyman to help them do a little something, something. So I love simple page 35. Great. Page 36, the loan process. When you guys look at page 36, it shows that there's a process of going of what it takes for a loan from a loan application to the actual end. I love this for two reasons. Number one is it helps. I don't know if April's on the call. April, you on the call? April is a power agent. She said to me that she had this. These buyers, because she had a good month in sales, and some of these buyers are getting freaked out by the loan application process, that all of a sudden they get their commitment and it has those contingencies, you know, and the contingencies are just this. And it could be scary for a buyer, especially a first-time buyer. So part of what we need to do with buyers so they don't get cold feet is to let them know what's going to happen before it happens. So, for example, when you have an home inspection, you all know that sometimes that inspector is committed to finding something wrong with the property, because if the buyer is paying $300, $400, $500 for this inspection, the inspector doesn't want to give them a report that says everything's wonderful, because then the buyer thinks that they wasted the money. So the inspector, the engineer, whatever, they are actually committed to nitpicking so that way they can beef up their report. And sometimes they'll make mountains out of molehills, so that way, oh, wow, this was worth the $300 I paid. So you need to prepare a buyer, especially a first-time buyer, that this is the process. So when you get the engineer inspection or the report, don't freak out thinking that there's something tremendously wrong, because that's the job of the inspector. The other thing is the loan process, that can also be very overwhelming and scary. So page 36 is to help show a buyer it's normal. This is what might happen. Here's how long it takes. The other thing you can do is use page 36 explaining this also to the FSBO. You know, one of the reasons, listen, you all know that finding the buyer is only part of the process. And most FSBOs do not think like this. Most FSBOs, they think that all they got to do is put an ad in the paper, do a public open house, put a Home Depot for sale sign in the front lawn, and find a buyer. Once they find the buyer, their house is sold. You all know, once you find the buyer, we got to now make sure it goes from buyer, from contract to closing. And most FSBOs miss that component, and that's an important component. A great analogy would be like, listen, you can go out to the lake and go fishing and get this really great fish. But once you get the fish, you've got to now bring it on board. You've got to now scale it. You've got to clean it. You've got to prepare it to cook it. And if you don't prepare it properly and you cook it, i.e., let's say you've got some bone in there or you've got some scale still on, it's going to taste horrible. Now, on the same token, once you prepare the fish, then you've got to also cook it the right way. You've got to season it properly. You don't want to overcook it, otherwise you're going to destroy the fish. So there's still, catching the fish is only one of three steps in order to bring it actually to completion, to you enjoying the meal. You can actually throw in a fourth step if you want, as far as the sides and the whole atmosphere. So selling a house is the same exact thing, Mr. or Mrs. Hanahana. Finding the buyer, putting an end in the paper, doing the open house, bringing them on board, that's only part of the process. I got to make sure once the buyer is interested in the property that it doesn't fall apart in the contract process. And, well, my attorney's going to do that for me. Well, you know, once again, your attorney doesn't do all of it. You see, your attorney doesn't talk to the buyer. It only talks to the buyer's attorney. They don't talk to the buyers. They don't talk to the home inspector. They don't talk to the appraiser. Anyway, you all should know the director's technique that I love, that when you go to a Broadway show, there's only one person that everybody talks to, and that's to a director. Without a director, the show's going to fall apart. In a real estate transaction, everybody doesn't talk to everybody. There's only one person everybody talks to, and that's the realtor. So putting a deal together without a realtor is like a Broadway show without a director. It's going to be a mess. So anyway, that's page 36. By the way, are you guys learning anything here, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm going to open this up to questions. So if you guys have questions and stuff, I'll do that once I finish the magazine. So write down your questions. Unless you're driving, don't do that. Okay. So page 37. I love page 37 because you can also use this for buyers or for sellers. It's a little moving checklist. I'm going to just, for those of you who don't have the magazine in front of you, just to read off a couple of pieces. It says here, hang on a second, I got to get glasses. Isn't this cute? I'm getting old. I look like a grandfather right now with the half glasses. All right. Give each children his or her own packing labels for making personal possessions while making the move, because it can be traumatic for the kids, so get the kids engaged. Give children small address books for noting names and addresses of friends they're leaving behind. Obviously, if they have an iPhone, they're older kids, they wouldn't do that. But younger kids, that's good. Then here's some things that you already know that we should be telling buyers and sellers. You know, when they're making their move, they got to take those change of address cards, but they should send it to their credit card company, to their subscriptions, along with their friends and family. They have to notify the bank about the transfer funds, insurance companies, insurance policies that they've had that they forgot that they even have. They've got to notify them of the new addresses, the delivery people, automobile registration, medical records, have appliances serviced before you move there. I thought that's a pretty cool one, you know, that you actually have your, if you're going to move your appliance, you know, if it's not staying with the property, clean the rugs or clothing before the moving. I think that's a great idea. Anyway, this moving day checklist on page 37 is great to give to your buyers, but it's also great to give to your sellers. And also to give to the FSBO as an icebreaker also. Some of these things that I'm giving you, you absolutely can use as icebreakers. Page 38 is some apps that you can use for your iPhone or a smartphone. I'm not going to go through those. Then I have some vendors for you. Page 40 is the centralized showing service. Then there's the Delta Group. Check them out. Go to their website. They have some great tools for you. What's that?
Realtor open. What time do you think is a good time?
Somebody's on the other phone talking to somebody else. We can hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
Home.
Too early or?
Hang on a second. I'm gonna fix that. Watch this. Hang on. Presentation. Okay. Okay. Unfortunately, now we just muted everybody, so I can't hear anybody. So if you have any questions, I'm gonna have to unmute the phone later. But right now, you won't hear any distraction. So I think that's funny that people call in and then they make other calls. What's that about? Okay, page 42 is another vendor, page 43. So I'm not going to go through these vendors. 44, transaction. Page 45, tech helpline. Check that out. There's like a company that if you have any tech problems, you can just go to them. So that's for you on page 45. 46 is another vendor. Now, I created some slides for you. So I'm finishing up the magazine now, gang. There's some slides that I gave you. Every month, this is for the new power agents on the call, is that I try and give you just two or three slides every month that you can use either on a buyer appointment or on a seller appointment. These slides are going to almost sound contradictory, because in one case, when you're talking to buyers, you're telling buyers why now is the best time to buy. When you're talking to sellers, you know, the slides are showing, listen, this is the time when you've got to price your property aggressively to sell before it gets any worse for you. So let me tell you when you should use these slides, by the way. When you're meeting with a buyer for the first time, you sit down with them. And those of you who take Sure Results, you know that I teach the six-step buying process. And it's in that conversation with the buyer for an hour is where the magic occurs before you start showing any property. When you meet a buyer for the first time, and I'm going to just give an abbreviated version for those of you who have not taken Sure Results, what you should do is the same concept of a listing appointment you should have for a buyer appointment. And what that means is that when you sit with that buyer, you should tell them a little bit about you so they feel comfortable with you, some credibility about, you know, how long you've been in real estate, some of the training you've taken. The second part you want to talk about is your company, how strong your company is and how long the company's been around and market share. And then the third thing is you're going to talk about now buyer agency so they can decide how they want to work with you. Either you're going to work as a transaction agent or you're going to represent the seller or you're going to be representing them. So that's you do that part. Then the next thing is you're going to give them an update of what's happening in the market and the economy. So before you could actually ask questions of You should do that there. After you've gone through you, then your company, then the conversation about buyer agency or not, then you're going to say, all right, let me tell you now what's happening in the market, what's happening in the economy, what's happening in the local market. And this is where you would use the slides with the buyers, because you want to move them from, I think we should look at houses today, to we better buy something today. And that's the whole point. If the whole point when you go on a FSBO appointment is to have the FSBO list with you, that's the object of a listing appointment. The object of a buyer appointment is to get them to change their attitude from we're no hurry to, gee, we better buy today. That's your objective when you're talking to buyers. So some of the slides I've given you this month and any of the new power agents, you should look at last month's magazine and the magazine before that, because even though those are 30 or 60 day old, there's still some slides that you can use, you know, even this month. Okay, so on page 48, the Wall Street Journal, June Fletcher, who is the author, August 5th, she was asked, and then here's her response, is buying a home a good investment right now? And she said, yes, I think it's a good investment. Here's why. First of all, mortgage rates remain amazingly low. Fixed rates for 30-year mortgages dropped to the lowest levels in 8 years. And she starts to go on a very technical reason why buying a house right now is actually a good investment. And I'm going to give you guys some extra material in a second on that. Page 49 is now the time to buy, August 4th. There's three reasons I pointed out why. Number one is inventory has hit the lowest of available homes have hit the lowest point in over 5 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. This means the choices for buyers are narrowing down. So listen to what I'm saying. According to the Wall Street Journal, as of August 4th, the inventory of available homes have hit the lowest point that they've hit in the last 5 years. We know what's happened in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, the bubble busted. And so there was a lot of properties, interest rates. So this is a buyer's market. It's been a buyer's market. But right now, as of August 4th, the available homes on a national level has hit the lowest point in the last 5 years. So that says that perhaps we're starting to see a bottom. There's also fewer homes for buyers to choose from. The other second point is interest rates are at the lowest points they've been. And number three is prices of homes in most parts of the country have been stabilizing. So when you look at prices have been stabilizing, inventory is now not as much as it used to be in the last 5 years. And interest rates being low, this is a time to buy. Things are look like they may start to improve and it would be bad for a buyer. Next thing, page 50. Also the Wall Street Journal. I just realized I quoted just the Wall Street Journal this month. Usually I try and mix it up. According to the Wall Street Journal, more hedge funds, private equity firms, pension funds, and university endowments are actually buying real estate as an investment. The attraction is there's a double-digit return at a time when most bonds and other income investments yields very little. Now, listen, I'm not into the stock market. I'm not into bonds, stocks and bonds and stuff. So I'm not an expert on this. But here's what it doesn't take an expert to recognize that, and I started to Google what a hedge fund is, okay? So, and I'm not going to teach investment right now, so let's just skip that. But let's just put it this way. Wall Street is actually taking globs of money of other investors, and they're buying real estate. So listen to what I'm saying. Wall Street is not buying, well, of course, they're still buying stocks, but they're now starting to buy a lot more real estate. Now, why is that? Because real estate is at the lowest point it's been, interest rates the lowest that it's been, and from an investment standpoint, that if you were to buy real estate based on the money you put down, based on the rent that you can get, you're going to actually see a double-digit return plus the tax savings. You're going to see a double-digit return on your investment. Now, this is very powerful. This is a powerful distinction, powerful visual, powerful conversation to show buyers. Look, Wall Street, the Warren Buffetts of real estate, are investing in real estate because it's the best it is right now. It would be foolish for anybody to say, we're in no hurry, we're going to wait till things get better. Because when it gets better, you've already missed the boat. You want to get, I'm going to quote Warren Buffett, and John D. Rockefeller said it. Well, here's how John D. Rockefeller said it. He said, you should buy when there's blood in the streets. Warren Buffett said, you should be afraid when people are greedy, but you should be greedy when people are afraid. Right now, people are still afraid with the economy. They're still afraid of what's happening, but the smart people are investing in real estate. This is a great visual to motivate buyers to buy. Now, here's something else. Let me check my notes because I wanted to give you guys a little something extra. This doesn't apply to everybody, what I'm about to say. So let me get my notes with this. What you may want to consider doing is, and this is really for the big producers who really want to step out there, and if you decide to do what I'm about to give you here, you're going to have to be patient. It's going to take some time. For those of you that are struggling financially on this call, you should not be doing what I'm telling you. For those of you that have like 30, 60 days where you can invest some time in doing this, here's an idea for you. What I would do is I would find a group of properties, let's say 20 to 30 homes, that are ideal for renting, preferably in the same area if you can. But put together a portfolio of investment properties that if when you put the money down and then you rent it out, the rent roll is going to be more than the mortgage payment and taxes. You want to figure out what's that ROI, which stands for return on investment. You might even put together some information about the neighborhoods, projections of a rebound, the school systems, the population. In other words, think like corporate America and put together this little bound project book of investments. And then I would start to Google and investigate and get a list of hedge funds, private equity firms, and start making phone calls and prospect hedge fund managers, other people that manage pension funds, university endowments, and tell them you have a portfolio, a package they may be interested in. Now, the good thing about this is that you can wind up selling 20 to 30 homes to one person. And like I said, this is going to take extra work. This is a big project. This is not for the normal agent who's still worried about, you know, quite honestly, where their money's coming in the next 30 days. So, but those of you that can invest this kind of time, this is not a quick skill. This is a long term, but it's a great, great idea. Okay, now, next thing, let me go to the seller slides, and then I'm going to open up the call to some coaching and some of and I want to, I think we need, oh, and I have to address Sandy, your question. No, not Sandy. I think it was Fern or Peggy, and now I'm confused. But there was a question at the beginning of the call, and we're going to address that. Okay, slide number, page 52 in the magazine. It said, now this is for sellers. There's a large supply of homes for buyers to choose from. You'll notice that that's totally contradictory to what I just said a moment ago. There are over 6 million homes either in foreclosure or in some stage of mortgage delinquency. Compare that to the annualized rate of existing home sales in June of 4.7 million. That means that's how many the number of sales in a year. So there's 4 million sales a year. There's 6 million homes that are either in foreclosure or in some stage of mortgage delinquency. So obviously you can see that there's more properties in sales that could hit the market. This is enormous amount of housing stock, not even including any newly built homes. This is according to CNBC Realty Check, Diane Olick. I made a little comment at the bottom. When these 6 million homes come onto the market, it's going to push prices down even more for the traditional home seller. Sellers need to price their home to sell before this happens. So what I did, gang, is I created a slide for you to show a homeowner, look, there's this, and what we're talking about is shadow inventory, that there are 6 million, you know, other listings that could hit the market and flood the market. You need to price your, you need to get the heck out of this house, sell this house to sell before those properties come to the market, because once they do, you're going to actually lose a lot more money than what we're talking about right this second. On page 53, this shows that there's actually more buyers that are choosing to rent versus buying a home. So it's taking a lot of buyers out of the market. And if you look at the three graphs, the first graph says there's a spike in foreclosures, and the second graph says, and there's a big drop in home ownership. And then there's the other graph says that the vacancy rates has produced a more favorable environment for landlords, meaning it's better to be a landlord and renting versus, you know, a traditional homeowner. And then there's one more graph that shows that from 2005 to 2010, the rental market has grown from 21% to almost 48%. So there's more people looking to rent. I may be looking at this graph wrong, actually, because I don't have it in color. So forgive me on the numbers, so because I can't tell. I have it in black and white. The bottom line is there's more renters now than there was in 2005. And so my little thing at the bottom says prices of any product is based on demand. So the more demand, the higher the price. Well, there's much more demand for renting a house than there is to buy a house compared to 2005. This means that prices of owning a home has come way down from the peak of 2005. Another great graph and great slide to show a homeowner that they need to price their property aggressively and to sell. All right, now listen, I'm going to take everybody off of mute. Now, here's what's going to happen. As soon as I do this, those of you that thought you're on mute, you won't be anymore. So if you're in a noisy place, you're on your cell phone, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to hit star 6 again. So let me first unmute everybody. And if you'll do me a favor, everybody hit star 6. That's not going to ask me a question. If you're not going to ask me a question, you'll hit star 6. That'll mute you. And okay. And we'll see how that works. There's still, you know, if there's still noise in the background, I may have to just can this. But
where's this magazine?
All right. The magazine, hon, when you go to the powerprogram.com site, you got to log in with your username and password.
Right.
And then you'll go to Power Agent Classroom. And when you go to the Power Agent Classroom, see here. Let me back it up for a second. As soon as you log in, you'll see it says Power Agent Classroom. So you click on that. And then the next thing you'll click on, it says Monthly Call Schedule and Recordings. Click on that.
Okay.
And then you'll scroll down. So once that page, scroll down, and you're going to see a little magazine flipping.